So again, I put N crossings here. And the number of colorings, so you have the trivial coloring, all colors the same, of course. If you have something non-trivial, say, suppose this is A, this is B. So this is A, B, so this must be C. So you end up here with B and C. And here, this is A, A, B, so this must be C. C, so B, C, A, B, C, A, B, etc. So you end up with something good if you have, for example, one crossing, okay? If you have one crossing, this is B, and you have same B as here. So the computation is that C3 of this is, so you have the trivial coloring and the and a non-trivial one if N is congruent to 1 mod 3 and 1 otherwise. And this is consistent with what we've seen before, because for N equal 1, yes. So this is N equal to 1, and it's a trifle. It's done in a different way, but it's a trifle. And if, for instance, if you take N equal minus 1, so you do the other crossing, you see this is the unknot. So this computation is consistent with the scene before. Okay, I start with a different topic to so enrich the picture. I will explain. These are several applications in three-dimensional topology. Let me speak about framed knots and links. So I will use the smooth viewpoint, but almost everything, I mean, you can translate in the PL viewpoint, it's about the same, but it's more convenient from this for this topic to use a smooth viewpoint. So I will give many, many definitions of what a framing is, and I will just intuitively explain why they are the same. So a framing, say, on a knot, K is any of the following objects up to the appropriate notion of isotopy. So, first version is nowhere zero, nowhere tangent, vector field along K. So we'll draw a picture. So you have a vector field that is never tangent to the knot. Maybe sometimes it will pass to the other side in the projection. Okay, this is one. Alternative version is a nowhere zero normal vector field. Along K. And so these are the same because a nowhere zero normal vector field is a nowhere zero tangent vector field. Nowhere zero, nowhere tangent. And if nowhere tangent, you just take the orthogonal projection on the normal plane and you get a normal vector field. Another version is it's a trivialization along K of, so it's a complicated way of saying this, but it's not. Maybe we'll use easier terms. So it's a triple. It's a triple of vectors T, N, B. So it's a what really is a frame along K with T tangent and normal and B the wedge product of T and N. So of course if you have N, T is the tangent, you just need to choose an orientation and have the tangent, and you do the wedge product and you get a third vector. Or equivalently, it's maybe we'll use here, it's a trivialization of the normal bundle to K. So this is quite very easy to see that they are the same thing. Conceptually, a bit different is so it's an embedding of a cylinder S1 times minus 1, 1 in S3 such that the knot K is the core. Okay? So I will draw a picture for that. Again, the trefoil, and I want to extend the embedding of the trefoil to an embedding of a strip that sometimes will not project. With core, the given knot. So, and the correspondence between the vector field and the strip is that on the strip you can decide you take a vector pointing, say, to the left, so you get a vector. Here is downward. here it's again downward. Okay, so if you have a strip, you have a vector. And if you have a vector, you just, you know, use it to produce a very thin strip on both sides. Alternative viewpoint is embedding of cylinder, say, S1 cross 0, 1 in S3, so that K is one end, is one boundary component, is S1 cross 0. So it's one boundary component. In the sequel, I will always denote by U of K. I already mentioned on Tuesday, a regular neighborhood of K, which means a solid torus with core K. Okay? And so this is a general notation, always. And so another way to define a framing is to choose a longitude on the boundary of UK, where a longitude means a curve parallel to K. So again, I can draw a picture for this. Trefoil, maybe I will not draw the whole thing. Regular neighborhood is a tube with the trefoil as core. And I want to have a curve that goes parallel to K on the boundary of the solid torus. Okay? And of course, this again corresponds to the previous notions because, for instance, you can take the strip that has one boundary on the knot and the other boundary, you just join by segments and you get a strip. So it's another viewpoint on the same thing. And the last one is, so actually if you have, say, a frame, you can use it to parametrize the regular neighborhood. So it's a parametrization D2 times S1 2 of UK. And this is again another viewpoint on the same thing. So this is a framing, and I can show the following. So proposition. So the I will put it like this. So the space, the set of framings on K is in a natural way an affine space over Z, which means given two framings, there is a natural difference between them, and the difference is an integer. And two framings having zero difference are isotopic. So let me explain how this goes. So proposition. Proof. So let's use the longitude viewpoint. So we have two framings, lambda 1, lambda 2, which are longitudes on the boundary of regular neighborhood of K. So I choose a parameterization of K, say alpha from S1 to K. So remark that this includes the choice of an orientation. Later we have to explain that this does not matter. Okay? So if I choose this parameterization of K, lambda 1 gives, if you want, base of normal bundle V1, say W1, such that, so lambda 1 of Z is, so such that, say, well, you can construct a trivialization of the boundary of UK, if you want, as S1 cross S1. S1 is, this one is, sorry. This one is 0, 2 pi modulo 0 equal 2 pi. Z theta, so alpha z plus cos theta v1z plus sine theta w1z. Okay, you just use the such that lambda 1 is actually the image of alpha z plus V1 Z. Okay, so what I'm doing is actually it's easy. So I have K, I have regular neighborhood. This is the longitude. This is lambda 1. And the vectors are, this is alpha Z. This is V1 Z, and alpha V, the other one points upward. This is W1 Z. Okay, I'm parameterizing the boundary of the regular neighborhood so that the theta equals 0 equals the given first longitude. Now, this implies that so the other longitude will be another curve that runs parallel. So point by point, I can still express it as lambda two of z will be alpha z plus